and do a whitewash of Sri Lanka, because they're suffering heavily with the retirement of Mahela Jayawardena and Sangakkara as well, two world-class batsmen. If you have those two players out of your team, then that's going to be very, very difficult for you as a team to carry on. So, like I said, at the moment, Sri Lanka are following on, and they're still trailed by over 200 runs in the second innings as well. So I think that'll be another comfortable win for England. If not today, maybe earlier tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be the fourth day. So see what happens in that. So like I said, if you've got any thoughts, just give me a call on that, and we can talk about England and Sri Lanka. I'll talk about Pakistan as well. The reason being, although their test series doesn't start until, middle of July, but the reason why I was going to mention Pakistan's team is they've announced a team of probables for the tour of England. And as you know, they've been having a training camp as well with the military as well. So I don't know if you came across those videos or seen those videos. So it's quite interesting how they're coming out, you know, doing their training sessions. So it's quite a good thing that they're doing that. And, it's good to see that they're using the help of military to get fit, because as you know, at the moment, unfortunately, Pakistan's fielding and, you know, fitness is very, very bad at the moment compared to other countries as well, which is quite embarrassing at times, especially when they're running between the wickets. So the latest information I've got from Pakistan is that Mohammad Hafiz, who had a knee injury, is a severe doubt for the tour of England. So it says on the information I've got here is that the Pakistan batsman Mohammad Hafiz has been ruled out of the skills camp beginning on May the 28th at the National Cricket Academy in Lahore. But doctors will continue to monitor his recovery from a knee injury on a weekly basis ahead of Pakistan's tour of England, which starts on June the 18th. So that's when they're coming over to the UK, is June the 18th, so during the month of Ramzan Sharif. It says that a fresh MRI scan on Hafiz revealed an improvement in his knee, first injured in March. So they've done a 22-man probable team, which will be cut down to a final man squad of 16. They've left out opener Ahmed Shahzad, who's been left out of the training camp, so he's not part of the 22. And also, he's been the leading run getter in the 50 over Pakistan Cup with 372 runs at an average of almost 75. It says the selectors picked the probables mainly from the ongoing boot camp at the Pakistan Military Academy in Abbottabad. After that camp, the selected players will report for a skills camp between May the 20th and June the 5th. And the selection committee headed by Inzamam ul-Haq called up two uncapped Karachi batsmen, Asif Zakir and Akbarur Rahman. Asif had scored 791 runs in 10 first-class matches in the 2015-16 season at an average of 56.50, while Akbarur Rahman made 761 runs in 10 first-class games at an average of 58.53. So it'll be interesting to see if any of these will be selected, in the final squad, and if they do, if they get a chance to play in the starting 11. And also, left-hand, this is where it worries me about Pakistan cricket, because if you're having a training camp and you're not picking, people of talent, and you're not picking people who've actually got the fitness and been around, this is why it really, really irritates me and frustrates me that Pakistan always don't select the right players, because left-handed batsman Fawad Alam was the fittest player in the training camp, and he's got quite a good record in the last few seasons in first-class cricket in Pakistan, and he's got quite a good record for Pakistan as well. And you have to remember that a few years ago, he made his debut in test matches, and he also scored a century, and he was, I believe, top of my memory, that he was the first Pakistani to score on debut outside of Pakistan. So he's got that record as well, and he's harshly been treated. So if you've got any thoughts on what I've just mentioned so far, then obviously call in the show live or WhatsApp the show, and then have your say on Pakistan's probable squad. So getting back to Fawad Alam, as I mentioned, left-handed batsman Fawad Alam, who was picked in the squad for the England series in UAE, was left out despite topping the fitness test. He was joint-topped with Mohammad Rizwan and Masood as well. Instead, Pakistan have opted to go with Iftikhar Ahmed, who could bowl off spin and has been picked. Iftikhar, who's uncapped in test, had made his ODI debut against England last year. And Inzamam went on to say that Ireland's name was discussed, but Iftikhar got the nod because of his all-round ability. We did consider Ireland for selection, but we have packed a middle order with Yunus Khan, Misbah and Asad Shafiq, and we have an option of Iftikhar Ahmed, who can bowl off spin, from which we can have an edge against left-hand batsmen. Also, Faraz Ahmed, whose fitness has been a major talking point, also made the cut despite a poor showing in the fitness test, with Rizwan as backup option. Zulfikar Babar was the second specialist spinner in the squad, and obviously Wahab Riaz, although he's not named in the squad, will more likely be in the final squad because at the moment he's playing for Essex in the T20 tournament here in the UK. So he'll definitely make the final squad. But like I say, he's already playing here. So Wahab Riaz is already in England. He will miss the skills camp, but will join the squad directly in England should he make the final squad, which I think he will do. Can't see why not, because he's been performing really well for Pakistan recently. Mohammed Amir Rahat Ali, Imran Khan, Sohail Khan, Junaid Khan and Ehsan Adil are the others seen bowling options. Inzamam admitted that Pakistan were struggling to find genuine all-rounders. Since Abdul Razak and Azhar Mahmood, Pakistan haven't found a real all-rounder who can come and who can come in and maintain the balance of the team, but still we can make an 11 without an all-rounder. So the list of 22 players will be trimmed to 16 players next month, and batsmen such as Haris Sohail and left-arm spinner Imad Wasim were left out of the squads because they're currently injured. So if I just give you the probables, and like I said, Mohammed Hafeez, subject to fitness, you've got Sami Aslam, Shahan Masood, Khurram Manzoor as your opening options. And then the middle order, you've got Azhar Ali, Yunus Khan, Misbah Al-Haq, Asad Shafiq, Iftikhar Ahmed, Asif Zakir and Akbar Rahman. And then the seamers, you've got Mohammed Amir, Rahat Ali, Imran Khan, Sohail Khan, Junaid Khan, Ehsan, Adil, Wahab Riaz. And the spinning option is Yasir Shah, subject to fitness, Zulfikar Babar, Safraz Ahmed and Mohammed Rizwan. Right, so from this squad of probables, there are quite a few injury doubts at the moment. I already mentioned Mohammed Hafeez, and obviously Yasir Shah is still injured, and Safraz Ahmed, he looks, at the moment, he's got issue with his fitness as well. So if these players obviously don't pass their fitness test, then Pakistan do have major holes in their batting and bowling units, because if Yasir Shah missed out, are they going to give a chance to Syed Ajmon, who has been rejected from the team recently? So it'll be quite interesting, because obviously if Yasir Shah can't make it, you can't have a spinning attack with just Zulfikar Babar and the likes of Imad Wasim still injured. So it'll be quite interesting how Pakistan go, and if you're not match fit, why risk them coming into England for a long tour? It's going to be a hard tour as well, and you need players who are mentally and physically fit. So at the moment, I'm, I've got apprehension of what's going to happen with Pakistan, because if you're going to bring, you know, players who are injured or don't meet the fitness standard, then that'll be shown up during the tour, because obviously the pitches in England are going to be quite demanding, and you're going to be in the, you know, outfield in the sun as well, and you need to be, you know, mentally and physically fit for the tour. So I don't think Pakistan will perform that well in the Tour of England. I know I'm doom and gloom already, but it's purely because of the selection Pakistan are going in with. So, like I said, I'll talk about more in nearer to July, when Pakistan are due to start their test series with England. So I'll mention the matches there. So that was the cricket news. First of all, regarding England, Sri Lanka, and then Pakistan's team, probables team for the Tour of England, and the test series starts in middle of July, just after Eid as well, so that's perfect time for all of us. And like I said, I'll mention the cricket then. So that's all the cricket news at the moment, and if you do have any thoughts on what I've just mentioned regarding England or Sri Lanka or Pakistan, then you can call in the show live and have your say. We've got about roughly just under 10 minutes left in the show, and then you can let me know your views as well. So call in the show live now on 0114 24 25 200. That's 0114.